我信牧师 Reverend Winston Ma 传讲，由李彦雄执事为我哋传译，题目系《他们如何听到》。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Thank you for having me here today.
多謝今日有機會俾我喺度講道。
I'm very glad to be able to share God's word with you this morning.
好歡喜今日同大家分享福音。
And let's pray before I begin. Father, we just commit our time to you. We pray that your word will come alive in our hearts, will convict us, and help us to respond in Jesus' name. Amen.Picture this, a young child falls into a swimming pool. People are nearby, they're close enough to help. They see the child in the water, they gasp, but no one moves. Each person assumes someone else will jump in, and tragically, no one does.
想像下这幅图画，有位小朋友跌咗落个泳池嗰度。附近是有人是可以帮手，他们是看到的，但是没有人很愿意出手去救他。每个人都会有假设，其他人一定会跳下去去救人，但很可惜地没有人这样做。
Could that tragic picture be a mirror of something happening all around us spiritually?
这一幅悲剧的图画是不是可能发生在我们身边的东西？
People in our city, in our neighborhoods, in our own families are perishing without Christ. And what we often assume in our heart, what do we often assume in our hearts? Surely someone else will tell them the gospel. Surely someone else will go. Surely someone else will give or pray or speak.
住在我们的城市，我们的社区，我们自己家人。如果他们不认识基督的话，他们就会灭亡。那我们经常在心里面假设些什么呢？那肯定会有其他人跟他们传福音啦，那一定会有其他人出去传福音，又或者一定会有其他人去奉献，或者是祈祷，或者是讲福音。
But what if no one does?
但如果没有人这样做呢？
How will they hear?
咁佢哋點樣聽到啊
？What's happening in our hearts when we stay silent？
當我哋保持沉默嘅時候，我哋心入邊發生啲咩事咧
？Maybe we're afraid. It feels safer, more comfortable to just stay put.
或者我哋會好害怕，留喺原處可能感覺會更加安全，同埋感覺更舒服。
Maybe we're too distracted. We're too caught up.In our own pursuits, and we lose perspective on eternity.
可能我哋太分心啦，我哋太过沉醉喺自己追求嘅嘢入边，而我哋对永生失去咗视野。
Or maybe we've convinced ourselves we're not the right person. I'm not bold enough. I'm not trained. God could use someone better than me.
可能我哋已经说服咗自己。我哋唔系呢个适合嘅人，或者系我唔够大胆啦，我冇受过训练啦。上帝可以用一个比我更加好嘅人。
But what if God wants to use you？
但系如果神系想用你咧
？Romans 10 verses 9 to 15 is like a spiritual alarm clock. It wakes us up and it calls every follower of Jesus to participate.In God's rescue mission.
罗马书十章九至十五节就好似一个灵性嘅闹钟，佢叫醒我哋，佢叫我哋每个耶稣嘅跟随者都系要参与神拯救嘅使命。
Let's look at three truths from this passage, all circling around this one urgent question: How will they hear?
我哋睇下呢段经文入边有三个真理。全部都是围绕着这个很紧急的问题，他们是怎样听到的？
The first point is this. People must respond to the gospel to be saved.
第一点是人要回应福音才可以得救。
Now Romans is one of the clearest explanations of salvation in the Bible. Paul is writing to both Jews and Gentiles, and he says everyone is saved in the same way. Everyone is saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
对于救恩，罗马书是在圣经的其中一个书卷是有最清楚的解释。保罗写信给犹太人和外邦人，他说每个人都是以同样的方式得救，每个人都是靠恩典，透过信心在耶稣基督里面得救。
In Romans 3, we are given a really clear picture of how everyone needs saving. The Apostle Paul says, there is no one righteous, not even one. None of us can save ourselves. No amount of effort, goodness or religion can do it.
在罗马书第三章，我们看到一个非常清楚的画面，就算是无论每个人都需要得救，使徒保罗这样说，没有义人，连一个都没有，我们没有一个是可以救到自己的，无论我们有几努力、几善良，或者靠其他宗教，都不可以得救。
We are only saved by trusting what God has done for us through Jesus.
我们只有信靠神，透过耶稣基督为我们所做的事，才可以得救。
So now we come to Romans 10 verse 9, and Paul says clearly,
在罗马书十章第九节，保罗讲得很清楚。
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
It couldn't be clearer. Salvation isn't automatic.
这一点非常之清楚，救恩不是自动得来的。
You can't watch Jesus be crucified on the cross and be a bystander.
你不可以做一个旁观者，看着耶稣被钉于十字架上。
The gospel is God's love, and it's God's grace, it's a gift, but it still demands a response.
福音是神的爱，是神的恩典，是一份礼物，但是它都是需要去回应的。
In order to receive this gift of salvation, we need to respond in true faith.
我们需要是真的信心。
Paul gives us two parts to this faith response, to declare and believe.
保罗讲了两部分，首先就是口里承认和心里相信。
Declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. That's a public confession, a bold allegiance to Jesus as the king of your life.
是用你口里承认耶稣是主，这个是一个公开的表白，表示耶稣为王的大胆的忠诚。
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's not just like a mental agreement. It's a deep personal trust. You stake your life on it.
心里相信神使耶稣从死人中复活，这个不单只是心理上的同意，这个是深厚的个人的信任，是你将你的生命投入在耶稣上面。
To say I believe in the resurrection is to say Jesus really died for me, he truly rose, his sacrifice conquered my sin, and now his life is now my hope.
讲到我相信复活，就是讲紧耶稣真是为我而死，他真是复活了，他的牺牲是征服了我的罪，他的生命现在就是我的希望。
And then in verse 10, Paul says the same thing, only this time he reverses the order.
然后在第十节，保罗都是讲同样的说话，只不过他是调转了个次序。
For For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Why reverse the order?
点解要调转呢个次序呢？
To show that inward belief and outward confession go hand in hand.
其实系要显示到心里相信同埋口中嘅宣讲咧系相辅相成嘅。
One reflects the other.
一个反映另一个。
Jesus said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
耶稣讲过，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
We talk about the things we love, don't we? So if we really believe Jesus is alive, we'll speak it. We'll show it, we'll share it.
我们都很喜欢讲我们对有兴趣的东西，是吧？所以如果我们真的相信耶稣仍然活着的话，我们就会讲出来，我们会展示它出来，还有会分享给人知道。
But here's the sobering truth. If no one responds to the gospel, they won't be saved.
但是一个很令人清醒的真相就是，如果没有人回应福音，他们就不会得救。
Imagine a man dying of thirst in the desert. But then someone comes along and throws him a bottle of water. But unless he drinks it, he'll still perish. It's not enough to just see, oh, here's a bottle of water. He must respond.
想象下有一个人在沙漠里面就来要渴死，但是后来有个人走过来就丢了樽水给他。但除非这个人是喝了樽水，否则他都依然会渴死。如果只是看到，哦，这个只不过是一支水而已，是不够的。这个人是一定需要回应。
Salvation requires a response.
救恩是需要有回应的。
But how will they respond if they've never heard?
但如果他们从来都没听过的话，他们又怎样回应呢？
So here's the second truth. The next link in the chain. In order to respond, people must hear the gospel.
这个是第二个真理了。而且 在链中下一个环，就是为了要有回应，人家必须要听到福音。
Paul says in verse 14,How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
在第十四节，保罗这样说，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
And herein lies the question I want to be writing in our hearts today.
这个就是我们今天在我们心里面想着的问题。
How will they hear?
他们怎样听到呢？
Well, they won't unless someone tells them.
或者他们都不会听到，除非有人告诉他们。
Paul lays it out very clearly for us.
保罗在这里讲得很清楚。
No one can call on Jesus without believing. No one can believe unless they've heard. And no one can hear unless someone speaks.
没人可以不信就去呼求耶稣，除非他们听过福音，否则没人会相信。除非有人在这里讲福音，否则没人会听到。
It's so obvious and it's so urgent.
咁呢個係好明顯嘅事，同埋都係非常之緊急。
Think of it like this: During World War II, Allied pilots were shot down behind enemy lines. Those who had survived had one lifeline. They each had a tiny radio, and every night instructions were broadcast where to hide, where to move, how to be rescued.
想想这个情景，在第二次世界大战期间，盟军的飞行员 在敌人被敌人击落，那时幸存的人就有一个小小的收音机，每晚都会广播一些指示，例如要躲在哪边，何时要搬开，以及怎样被救出来。
But imagine one pilot crouched in a barn. He's terrified and he's clutching his radio, but it has no batteries.
试想下，有一位飞行员就踎在那个货舱里面，很害怕。他就是手握住那部收音机，但是这个收音机是没了电池了。
The message is being sent. The rescue is real, but he can't hear it.
这个信息已经传送了，这个救援是真实的，但是这个飞行员听不到。
Unless someone gives him the power to hear, he stays lost.
除非有人给他听到那个收音机的电，否则他都是会荡失的。
And that's what Paul is saying.
这个就是保罗所说的说话了。
How will they hear the gospel if no one speaks it?
如果没有人讲福音的话，他们又怎会听到呢？
So here's the final truth of our passage.
这个是最后的真相。
For people to hear, someone must go.
要人听到福音，一定要有人出去。
Verse 15 says this, And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
在十五节，保罗是这样说的，若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Paul is quoting Isaiah 52, where a runner comes with breathtaking news. The exile is over. Peace is coming. Salvation has arrived.
保罗其实是引用了以赛亚书第五十二章，当中有一位跑手带来一个令人很叹为观止的消息：流亡已经完结了，和平就来了，救恩已经来临。
And Paul says that's what gospel messengers do today. They bring the one message that gives life, and God calls every believer to carry it forward.
保罗说，这个是今日福音信差所做的事。他们带来了赋予生命的信息。上帝呼唤了每位信徒去带着这个信息。
How will they hear if no one is sent?
如果没有人派来的话，他们又怎会听到这个消息呢？
And who sends?
那谁差遣呢？
God does. The church does. But sometimes, we're the ones who must say, Here I am. Send me.
那上帝会差遣我们，教会都会。但有时我们都要先说，我在这里啊，差遣我吧。
Last week we saw in Matthew 9, Jesus looks at the crowds, they're harassed, they're helpless, they're like sheep without a shepherd. And what does he say?
上个星期的讲道，马太福音第九章听到，耶稣望着群众，他们是感到很骚扰，很无奈，好像一班没了牧羊人的羊一样。那耶稣又讲了什么呢？
The harvest is plentiful.The workers are few, pray for more workers.
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And then what happens? He sends the very people who he asked to pray for more workers to be those workers.
跟着发生了什么事呢？耶稣派了他要求的人去为去祈祷更多的工人，成为那些工人 去收庄稼。
So when you pray, Lord, send someone, don't be surprised if he says, Yes, I will send someone, I'm sending you.
所以当你祈祷说主啊差遣人地的时候，如果他说是啊，我是会差遣人来，不过我是差遣你来，你都不需要觉得很惊奇。
Because this mission is for every Christian, not just for the preacher, not just the pastor, not just the missionary. It's for all of us.
因为这个使命是为每个基督徒而设，不单只是传道人，不是只是牧师，也都不是只是宣教士，这个使命是给我们所有人。
For some of us, God might be calling us to another country to share the gospel.And yes, there is a great need for Christians to go into those unreached people's groups to share the gospel.
对于我们中间有些人，神可能会叫你去另一个国家这样分享福音，还有是有一个很大的需要去接触一些未听过福音的人民的一些群体。
But for most of us, he's calling us to go across the street, across the office,across the classroom, across the playground, and maybe for some of our church members, he might be calling us to go to Macquarie Park to plant a church. God will call us to go somewhere to share the gospel.
但是对于我们大部分人来讲，神可能叫我们去去街上附近的地区分享福音啦，或者在办公室入边、在课室入边，或者在游乐场入边。而对于我们一些教会的会员来讲，他们也都可能会叫我们去 Macquarie 的 Park 那里分享福音和去直堂。
So again, I ask you to consider this important question. How will they hear?
所以我再问你，考虑一下这个重要的问题，他们是怎样听到呢？
Paul says, How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
保罗说，报福音传喜讯的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Do you have beautiful feet?
你的脚中是不是美好呢？
Or maybe your feet are timid, too afraid to speak.
或者你是很怕丑，或者是太过怕去跟人讲福音。
Or you have lazy feet, too distracted or comfortable to move.
或者你是懒，定是觉得太过分心，或者太过舒服不愿意动呢？
Or misdirected feet, you know, running after other goals, other messages, other gospels.
或者是被误导了，去追求其他目标，其他的信息，或者是其他的福音。
But today, by God's grace,Your feet can become beautiful.
但是今日靠着神的恩典，你的脚中是会很佳美的。
Feet that carry the most beautiful message of all, that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is alive, that salvation is real.
脚中带着一个很美好的信息，耶稣是主，耶稣依然活着，这个救恩是真实的。
It won't be easy, and sometimes it will feel like climbing a mountain, but it's worth it.
咁呢个唔系一件容易嘅事，有时会觉得好似爬山咁样，但系系值得嘅。
Because the gospel is beautiful, and it deserves to be shared.
因为福音系美好嘅，佢系值得去分享。
Let me tell you about two young Moravian Christian men. Their names were Johann Dober and David Nischmann. In 1732, these men heard of how there were thousands of African slaves on the island of St. Thomas in the Caribbean. They had no Bible, no church, no one to tell them about Jesus.
咁等我讲下有两位年轻的摩拉维亚，即是现在捷克东部的基督徒的弟兄 Johan 和 David。 在1732年，这两个弟兄听到在加勒比海的圣Thomas 的这个岛里面有成千上万个被奴役的非洲人，在那里没有圣经，没有教会，没有人跟他们传福音。
The slave owners claimed that They had no souls worth saving.
呢啲奴隸嘅主人聲稱佢哋嘅靈魂係唔值得被拯救嘅。
But these two young men were so gripped by the gospel that they were willing and prepared to even sell themselves into slavery if it meant living among the slaves and preaching Christ to them.
但係呢兩個人被福音所吸引住，如果要喺奴隸中間生活同埋傳講基督，佢哋願意甚至準備好將自己賣俾成為奴隸。
In the end, they didn't have to become slaves, but they gave up everything, and they boarded a ship, not knowing if they would ever return.
其實最後佢哋都唔一定要咁做，不過佢哋依然放棄曬所有嘅嘢，上咗去隻船度，唔知幾時再會翻嚟屋企。
As they sailed away, their families wept on the shore, and these two young men raised their voices and called back to them.May the Lamb of who was slain receive the reward of his suffering.
当他们的航行的船离开的时候，他们的家人就喊晒。但是这两位后生仔就高声地回应说，愿被杀的羔羊得到他受苦的奖励。
They knew the question that matters most. How will they hear?
他们知道。
And they were willing to go.
他们知道一个很重要的问题，他们是怎样听到，而且他们都愿意去。
So I want to close with a challenge, a dangerous prayer.
所以我想用一个挑战来结束，是一个可以是一个很危险的祈祷。
A prayer, if prayed sincerely, will change your priorities. It will make you uncomfortable, but it will make your feet beautiful.
是一个祈祷，如果是真心去祈祷的话，会改变你对生命的优先次序，可能你会感到很不自在，但也都会令你的脚踪是更加美好。
It's the prayer, Lord, send me.
这个就是祈祷，主啊，差遣我吧。
If you're a believer with this question ringing in your ears, how will they hear?Please pray with me.
如果你是一个信徒的话，我们耳边都有一个问题，我们是，他们是怎样听到呢？请同我一起祈祷。
Father God, I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. There are people in my life who are perishing.They haven't heard the gospel. They don't know you. Lord, forgive me for assuming someone else will go. Show me the people around me who need to hear. Give me eyes to see. Give me courage to speak. Give me compassion that moves my feet. Make my feet beautiful, Lord. Send me for Jesus' glory and their salvation. Amen.
父神啊，我承认耶稣是主，我心里面相信你从耶稣从死人中复活，我生命中有些人 是步向灭亡，他们未曾听过福音，他们不认识你。主啊，原谅我假设其他人会去传福音，让我看看身边需要听福音的人，俾我睇清楚，俾勇气去我讲福音，同埋令到我哋有同情心。主啊，令我哋嘅脚踪都系几咁美好，差遣我啦，为咗耶稣基督嘅荣耀同佢嘅救恩，阿门。
Thank you.